It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk to my farmers this next hour. This is serious. This particular kid in this case survived, but I know that there are others who have not. I want to ask you about this. If you have farm, land, or property where people are regularly trespassing, I want to talk to you about this story. So a teenager riding his dirt bike on a trail that did not belong to him hits a cable that broke and wrapped around his neck. And if the cable had not snapped, we would be talking about a very different story. So here we go. This is from CNN. A Maine teenager knows how lucky he is after a dirt bike riding session ended with a trip to the hospital when his neck hit a cable blocking the trail, badly injuring him. Seamus Bryce was riding his dirt bike with his dad last week when his neck hit the cable that was strung across a frequently used trail. The family says the cable was not there the weekend prior. It broke, quoting here from Seamus, and it wrapped around my neck. It hurt really bad. I got up and started trying to get my dad. His dad was riding 50 feet behind him. Quoting here from dad, I saw my son with that cable wrapped around his neck. If it didn't break, he was going fast enough, it probably would have taken his head off. The family says there was nothing there to warn riders the cable was there. It's messed up that they didn't have a sign on it or anything to show me it was there, quoting here again from Seamus. The teen's parents took him to the ER. There is no damage to his neck, and he says he feels lucky to be alive, right? He's sore, but he's fine.
Absolutely lucky to be alive.
Here's what I don't understand. Mom is quoted as saying, I am telling this story to warn people, all of the riders out there, hunting season is coming up, and we don't want to see anyone else hurt.
Are they suggesting that somebody put this up as a deterrent from this trail?
Yes, and here's where I agree. Authorities told them, Sam, quote, it is not against the law if the land is private property, as this was. I vehemently disagree with that.
Well, now, wait a minute. You are allowed to put up a restriction around your property. So say this trail enters the property.
Not a cable at neck's length.
You are allowed to put up a restriction around the property. If they have any proof whatsoever, like say this guy said in a text message to a buddy, I'm going to get these dirt bikers, I'm going to put this rope up there and it's going to take their head clean off. Then he's breaking the law.
I don't agree.
If he just put it up as a barrier around his property, that is 100% legal.
I don't agree. And here's why. You would have to have a reasonable expectation. Why are you putting the guy wire up there? Let me tell you why. They're putting the wire up there for exactly what happened here.
Maybe he was marking
his
property.
Why else would you randomly put a wire and stretch it across farmland?
Now, full disclosure, I think that he was booby trapping. But
full
for the
disclosure,
sake of being a devil's advocate, if he was just marking his property with a wire, that is legal.
Full disclosure, I went to school with someone who lost her brother in this exact manner. He was riding either a dirt bike or but it was motorized. Like, what do you call it? Not a motorcycle, Sam, but like a dirt bike, but yeah. Motorized.
Right.
It was on farmland. The farmer had stretched the wire right at the height where you would be on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother was decapitated. And so this is not new. Putting the wire across.
Well, no, there's a reason that there's laws against booby
private
trapping.
Property. I don't understand. And she has a great point with hunting season coming up. If you know people are illegally using your property, how else do you deal with that? Because you can't deal with it this way. Let's go to Megan in Blue Springs.
Hey there. So we kind of had a similar situation. We owned some acreage, and people were frequently trespassing on our property with four-wheelers, and we were really concerned about somebody getting hurt and we get sued. And the sheriff told us that our way around to not hold us liable if someone would get hurt is the trespassing. So while I agree with you, Dana, I don't think that that was the right thing to do. Yes, Sam, it is up to the law, but that no trespassing sign and making it visible is what the sheriff told us that would save you from being liable for someone getting hurt on your property.
I actually, Megan, feel so, my grandfather was a farmer. Look, I feel so bad for anyone who has land where people are trespassing for any reason, hunting, sport, joyriding, because you're right, it's your property and you don't want to be sued if someone is out riding their bike on your property and they hit a rock, smack their head, and now all of a sudden you face the lawsuit.
Absolutely. And that's what we were very much worried about. But the sheriff told us that's how we can not be liable for someone getting hurt. So I think that's kind of the key. So what they did, a little questionable.
See, Megan, if you hadn't spoken with the sheriff, you could have just put a wire up.
That's right. Yes, that would be the smart thing to do, wouldn't it?
Megan.
Sarcasm intended.
Yes, thank you for the call. Let's go to Diana in Plattsburgh. Hey, Diana. Diana, oh, there you are. We hear you. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Go ahead.
Diana. Let's go to Jack in Sinclair County because
Diana
is not there.
Get to higher ground, Diana. Are you on farmland? Hey, Jack.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Go ahead.
So I'm a farmer. And I put up wires on my property all the time without asking anybody. They're called electric fences. And it's a quick, easy way to contain my herd when I don't have established fencing areas. I don't have to clear it with anybody. I don't have to put signs up. It's an electric fence. It's a wire. Out neck height if you were on a dirt bike or a four-wheeler. I mean, this is what I do as a farmer to contain my herd quickly and efficiently in unfenced areas.
Have you had trespassers, Jack?
Huh?
Have you had trespassers?
Have I what?
Had trespassers.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, I'm down in St. Clair County where it's beautiful. We're right on the Osage River. Yeah, we get trespassers all over the place.
And so I guess I believe you that that's not a booby trap. You're using that for cattle.
God, no, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. That's my living.
Right.
That's for you guys. That's for you to consume.
Yeah. Jack, thank you for the call. Be well, okay? We used to have an electric fence. And my dad told us once that if we all held hands in a line and the first person touched the fence, that everyone else would not be shocked. And then he laughed when the first person touched the electric fence.
And you all were shocked.
And we were all shocked. Like, looking back, I'm like, is that torture? Should he have maybe gone to jail for that? Because
did anybody get permanently hurt?
No, but have you ever touched an electric fence? It's something.
No, I have not.
He put it up to have keep the dogs out of the garden. He was like, hey, everyone just hold hands and touch it and watch what happens. He had a good laugh. Let's go to Kathy in Kansas City. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, I was just going to tell you what my uncle did. He had land and he built him a lot of bird cages because he liked to feed the squirrels and liked to watch them, you know?
Yeah.
So naturally, everybody wanted to hunt on his land, and he had signs up, no trespassing. So he put wires down and hit them dynamite caps.
Wait.
Now, nobody ever got hurt, but, well, if you tripped on that wire, it was really loud when it went off.
Wait, dynamite. So explain to me what a dynamite cap is. I don't understand that. It's not an actual.
They're little caps that make a loud noise that they use in dynamite. And they put them on there to help ignite it.
Okay, but it doesn't blow up and kill someone.
No, he never killed anybody. It was just extremely loud.
That I don't have a problem with, Kathy. That I think is funny.
It was, and we got so many shotguns and guns. That's how I got my 410 shotgun, because my uncle gave it to me, because they just dropped their guns and run.
They leave. They're no longer trespassing. And now you own their guns. I'm going to be honest, Kathy. That's brilliant.
I mean, it sounds like a gunshot going off.
It's brilliant.
I bet they bolted.
When we get back, we're going to listen to some Michael Jackson. And then there's a story that Sam said, oh, man, I don't know. Do we want to talk about that? I don't know. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it straight ahead. 913-586-7798. Hold on to your hats. Back with more straight ahead. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.